T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, it came out yesterday afternoon that Eli Manning will announce his retirement from the NFL. Not a huge surprise. This definitely had a feeling of a victory lap of, not even, well, a losing lap of sorts, but a
well, his last
a final
game
season.
Was it a victory or they played well, right? They beat the Dolphins and they had all the cameras him going off. And So, yeah, you're right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good career, very good career. 2 Super Bowl championships, as everybody knows. And, you know, they drafted his replacement in Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. And very early on in the season, they went away from him, which can't blame him. Totally understandable. The future begins in New York, and the great giant quarterback moves on. The question, of course, with Eli Manning, as it always is, and I didn't hear Mike's show yesterday. I would imagine it might have come up because Mike has that famous love, hate affair
right.
with Eli Manning, is what is his place in NFL history? He authored maybe the greatest upset in Super Bowl history, or one of the greatest upsets. And he was there for the other Super Bowl as well.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bizarre playoff record.
Yes.
8 wins and 4 losses.
Right.
And the 8 wins all came in the 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
Seasons.
He was 8-0 in those 2 years, 0-4 in the others.
Yeah.
Look, when I first heard about that he was retiring, obviously no surprise. So there, you know, because this has been going on, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer just because he had the 2 Super Bowls? And I was prepared to sit there and say there's no way.
Oh, there's definitely a way.
But when you sit and look at it in historic ways, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I disagree.
He's 7th all-time in touchdowns, 7th all-time in yardage. You know, he's you know, the 2
okay,
Super
but if
Bowls.
You realize, though, if you're going to put that out there as the standard.
Right.
If that's like the stone rule, the stone line, the stone codicil.
Well, yeah.
Then there's going to be guys in the next few years, including one who plays down at Ford Field, might roar past
but
him.
But I added the Super Bowl stuff.
Okay.
So that's what brings him into the Hall of Fame, was because, as we talked about yesterday, we judge quarterbacks by how many championships they've won and their playoff performances.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, granted it was only 2 years. Granted he played great in some of them. Granted he was fortunate that Asante Samuel dropped an interception before the miracle of Tyree play. But yeah, that has to be counted. Stafford right now, excuse me.
Well, forget about Stafford for a second. Let's just talk about Eli. The problem I have with the Eli Manning candidacy is that I think he was a good quarterback who was on some teams with some great defenses. And did he make some big throws? He absolutely did. And I don't want to say, but he's really lucky. I mean, the Tyree play is luck. Luck that he wasn't called down because he should have been because
no doubt.
Was sacked. Luck because physics were defied for approximately 5 seconds and Rodney Harrison couldn't strip the ball away from David Tyree. And luck because, like you said, Asante Samuel had a pick six in his hands and didn't return it the other way.
And you can also say in the other Super Bowl, he was lucky that Wes Welker dropped that pass. Brady threw it a little bit behind him, but still he should have caught the ball.
And the throw he made to Manningham.
It's a great throw.
And a great catch.
Yes.
And so it's like, I don't want to sit here and hold that against him because he made the throw and Manningham made the catch. Man, I just like, make that 5 times. And I bet he can.
See, the eye
I just don't think he's that good.
The eye test tells me no. The stats tell me yes. Now, if we're going to go, like we talked about with the baseball stuff, if you're going to sit there, is he first ballot? Absolutely not. But I think when all is said and done, he'll deserve to be in because the Super Bowls put him over the top.
Okay.
If he didn't have the Super Bowls, this wouldn't even be a discussion.
I understand that, Stoney. But so you're saying that if for some reason Trent Dilfer had worked his way onto another Super Bowl team, he'd be in the Hall of Fame?
If he was seventh all
time. If Brad Johnson.
If they were seventh all time in touchdown passes, if they were, you know, seventh all time in passing yardage, most consecutive starts, 3rd consecutive starts. Eli Manning never missed a game due to injury. I mean, these things count. If those players had that, yes, you would be saying that. They didn't. That's why they're not.
What about the Joe Namath factor?
I don't think Joe Namath should be a Hall of Famer.
No, neither do I. Namath's stats aren't even close to
Joe
Eli
Namath's
Manning's.
In there because of not just the guarantee. Well, the guarantee is the biggest reason why.
Yeah.
But it's also what that game meant for the history of the National
Correct.
Football League.
Right. There are intangibles that matter and things. Why doesn't it matter that Eli, you know, took down, luck or not, the undefeated Patriots? Uh-huh. You know?
It does.
He made the plays. And I think that's very unfair what you said.
Thank you.
I agree that the Tyree catch part was luck and the physics and the Samuel stuff and all that garbage. The scramble was a great, great play.
He should have been
down, though.
He was in the grasp.
Why don't we say that about other plays like that,
because
though?
Because they don't get the same attention that this play does.
I don't know. I just think he not giving up, you know?
He pulled a Deshaun Watson, like what he did Deshaun Watson did this year.
I mean, I almost feel like because it was a white, dumb quarter, you know, gumpy looking quarterback. That it's
I am very racist.
No,
I am very racist.
That it's like
white
it's not as the athleticism of the play still, you know. And
look,
you know, they let the play out. You know, maybe he should have been called down, but you don't want to see the refs. Think about if the refs would have whistled that.
I give him a ton of credit. I give him a ton of credit because first of all, he was the second Manning. Okay, he orchestrated his way out of San Diego to New York. He chose to go to New York, where he could have been torn apart. He definitely was not Mr. New York. He didn't have a New York personality, a New York lifestyle, whatever, and yet he persevered. So I do give him a lot of credit. If he's in the Hall of Fame, I'm certainly not going to pick it outside in Canton. I mean, I really don't care, to be honest with you, if he goes to the Hall of Fame. If he goes, great, whatever. I'm not going to – that's not going to be the hill I'm going to die on.
Right, it's not
but
a
I just find it weird. Like, I even felt dirty putting this in my email last night to you guys, but I'm going to just put it out there. Who's a better quarterback, Matthew Stafford or Eli Manning?
If you want to go by actual passing with a quarterback.
No, I'm making you the general manager, and both those guys are coming out in the draft, and they're roughly the same age.
Well, knowing what I know?
No. Just who's the better quarterback?
Stafford.
Stafford's the better quarterback. Okay. That's my overall point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I agree with you, but when you're sitting with the Hall of Fame, you have to go through Super Bowls and records and stats and things like that. And that's where he has it.
Well, here's the deal. I think they're
He's
almost
the Hall of Good. He's the Hall of Good, guys.
I think they're the same quarterback, basically. They came from SEC teams that were kind of B programs and put up a bunch of stats but never won a big game in college. That's kind of what they both are.
Right.
Except Eli won big road games. Eli would have driven the ball down in Dallas and got the game-winning touchdown. You know,
Stafford,
that's what I believe.
Stafford might not have gone into Lambeau and won that playoff game.
No. And I do think, the Super Bowls and the luck and, you know, how close those games were and everything. That's all fine. Eli's not getting any credit for, you know, going on the road and multiple
credit.
Playoff games and
winning.
The Green
Bay game in particular, that was a ballsy effort. But, I mean, he won the Super Bowl MVP against the Patriots because he was 19 of 34 for 255 yards and two touchdowns. That defense shut down the most high-octane offense other than the greatest show on turf which you've ever seen.
He was also supported by decent running games throughout his career.
Yes, he was.
You know, Brandon Jacobs, I always thought, was an underrated running back for a few years there. Yeah. He had Saquon at the end.
And he had Tiki at the start.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I look, I could care less. I just think in the end, some of the guys that are in the Hall of Fame, that he should definitely be in. It's a fine line, but let's ask this. What if Stafford had Eli's career here?
With two Super Bowl championships?
With this historic franchise, it'd be a no-brainer.
Ticket text. Who would you rather have, Stafford or Eli? Number one, if Troy Aikman's in the Hall of Fame, Eli has to be. Their careers are almost identical, except for the number of Super Bowl wins, meaning it's a Manning candidacy. Whatever. Look, Eli's probably going in. I'm not sitting here saying this is the greatest outrage in the history of sports.
No.
He's a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback who was the quarterback for a very prominent team in football, and he beat the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl. That alone probably gets a lot of guys in. So I'm not sitting here arguing necessarily against his merits. I just think he's a good guy, good quarterback, who was put in a ridiculously great position.
No doubt. But he has some stats to back it up, too. It's not just he's a stat whore, so to speak, or he's not just somebody who's won championships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, all this first ballot stuff.
Right.
It does seem like, though, he doesn't deserve to go in the first.
Oh, ball. No, not even a. No, that would upset me if he got in on the first ballot.
But we pick and choose.
That shouldn't matter.
I mean, come on, I'm not going to lose sleep, but I would criticize it.
But your big beef yesterday with Wojo was about Larry Walker. I mean, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? Yes or no?
Well, but it's different in football because you have so many. You're only allowed so many guys each year. So I'd rather have, you know, maybe another player. I think we got screwed that Eli could wait for another year.
Who's right, Eli like in other sports? Because you just said Larry Walker, and it almost feels like that is Eli.
Who's Eli like in other sports? I love these questions. David Duvall. No, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I bet that there's some good ones in hockey.
Yeah, guys like who've been 30, around.
Those 35 goal scorers yeah. who beefed up their stats over a long time.
And got 1-1 with Stanley Cup like Dave Andrychuk.
Yeah.
I mean, his stats are his stats. You can't, I know. You know it's not like the Giants.
Andrychuk scored like 600 goals.
Yeah, and he played a lot of his career for Tom Coughlin, who ain't exactly Mike Martz. You know what I mean? Like he you got to give him credit for the stats he did put up. I don't know. That's a great question. You know, who is Eli Manning?
I was looking at the passing yardage list, and it's Rivers, Manning, Roethlisberger in a row in all-time passing yardage.
Right.
Now that's going to change, and Eli will probably be behind both of them.
Yeah.
So Rivers is going to end
draft.
Up. So, yeah. So Rivers is going to end up with better stats than Manning. So should he get in ahead of Manning? Based on stats?
What you say. I don't say that.
Because the championships put Eli over the top.
Right. No, I understand that. But you said the stone line because as these numbers grow and grow, you're going to have Matthew Stafford. You're going to have Philip Rivers in the top five passers of all time statistically.
Right.
With, you know, in Stafford's case, obviously no playoff success. So.
Well, like I said before, I looked at numbers. The eye test said no. But I mean, when you're combine the championships with the stats, then I think he has to be in.
Exactly. Like Rivers is he's knocking on the door. He's basically between Stafford and Eli, where he had multiple road playoff wins. But guess what? He had his chance in 2007. Yeah, and he had a torn ACL when he went to Foxborough. He played the same team. You know, Eli beat him, but it was a neutral field.
Dude, we've gotten a sling of ticket texts. Chris Osgood.
Yeah.
And Ozzie should be in.
And Ozzie should be in.
I honestly believe if Eli played here, we would definitely, no doubt, think he should be in.
Oh, there's no doubt there's Regency bias on these type of things.
And this is a great ticket text, making my own words here. Jamie, you said it earlier. Stafford's not a winning quarterback. Eli is. He may not be better, but he's a winner. We were talking about the NBA early on and guys who are, you know, guys who
make players better.
Yeah. I called it one player a loser.
Yeah.
Jamie and Stoney. On 97.1, The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.